Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Hello. Hi there!
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, welcome.
Hey, you welcome.
Hey, welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
And that's Scott Passarella.
Ooh.
Wizard on the keys. Ooh. Ooh, what a pleasant little ditty.
God, I love it.
That was like a little stone skipping on a stream.
Yep. Which is harder to do than on a lake.
Yeah,
the stream keeps moving.
How do you not drown that little skipping stone?
It does in the end.
Well, let's they get someone's opinion on this. Who knows? We have a wonderful guest with us in the studio today. You know him as a UCB performer and legend and guru. It's Will Hines!
Hey! How's it going?
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Will, have you ever skipped a stone?
I do it all the time. I consider myself a connoisseur.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm constantly skipping stones.
Where are your L.A. stone skipping spots?
I head down to the thickest part of the L.A. River, and I can skip it like one time.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You cross that
once
river.
You've skipped it once, that's it. It's a skip.
Los Angeles River is surprisingly, like, for lack of a better word, wild near my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it like as a hilarious little divot at the bottom of an enormous cement canyon.
Near my house, people like fish and canoe in it. There's like giant trees. They'll occasionally see heron, which are just birds that are too large to be in the middle of the city.
Yeah, that sounds like, are you sure you're in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Quite sure.
Zach, when you get in your car and then you hear like a wah, wah, wah sound, and when you open the car and you're like in the middle of the meadow, is it still Los Angeles?
I know it's LA because I turn around and I see that big rock that has like part of it cut off and is like a sheer, it's like a half of a dome. That big half dome rock?
Yeah.
It's LA, definitely.
I think you've gone into some kind of alternate dimension, some sort of land.
You have a Yosemite car?
I don't know what you're talking about. But enough about me. Have you been to Yosemite, Will?
Have I? No, I haven't been to Yosemite. I want to. I've been to...
Where's the last place you traveled?
I traveled to Denmark recently.
Whoa.
Yeah, I went to Copenhagen, Denmark.
What's Denmark's deal?
Denmark's deal is like, they're all like... Let me tell you what Denmark's deal is. They are all like... Actually, it's like Copenhagen is a hilariously beautiful city. It like looks like a fairy tale. That's where Hans Christian Andersen's from, where like the story of the Little Mermaid's from and stuff like that. And so the buildings look like I think they might be made out of gingerbread. I didn't actually go up and like touch them or whatever. And then everybody's beautiful and it's annoying. They also have an efficient government that is somehow frustrating. And I found it as an American sort of like I took it personally when things would go well there.
Yeah. Of course.
And I thought that was pretty
lovely. We travel now to a square in beautiful Copenhagen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just another wonderful, beautiful day.
Say, let me check the weather. Whoop, it's perfect.
Say, let me check the streets. Huh, they're clean.
Oh, no, I have a cut. Let me just, oh, here's a doctor, and it's fixed.
Hey, everybody, you gotta pay your taxes.
That's one penny each, please.
You got it. And thank you for letting me help my government run.
My pleasure.
Oh, boy. Hey, fellow citizens.
Yeah?
Do you ever feel like perhaps it's hilarious how beautiful our life is?
Oh, sure. You know, I think that we really hit the mark in Denmark. We really hit the mark in Denmark.
We really hit the mark in Denmark.
We really
hit the mark in Denmark.
All schools teach us what we need.
Just what we need.
The doctors give us what we want.
Give us what we want.
Our friends are nice to us always. My son is a savant.
Savant!
We really hit the mark.
We really hit the
in
mark.
Denmark.
Denmark.
We really hit the mark.
We really hit the
in
mark.
Denmark. Denmark. You can go to the buildings, they're incredibly clean. There's not even dirt in the park. 'Cause we really hit the mark.
Excuse me, doctor.
Yes?
Thank you for seeing me on short notice. But I've been having a pain in my abdomen. From laughing too hard and too much.
Let me see.
Okay.
Do you have a preference of stethoscope?
Oh, can I have this one that's covered in jade?
You sure can. Janice, bring me the Southwest stethoscope, please.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Did you want the jade version of the Southwest or the one that's covered in adobe clay?
The jade one.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you mean the turquoise shade of jade or the more red shade of jade?
Let me ask. Miss Catamaloon, which shade of jade would you like?
Oh, which shade of jade? Which shade?
Which shade?
Of jade.
Which?
There are so many shades of jade.
Oh, I have an issue. Now it's delayed. First, we must decide which shade of jade. I pay my taxes, so this appointment is paid. But first, what shade of jade?
You could have some blue jade if you want. You can have some red jade if you want.
The red jade is a special kind of jade. It is customly made.
Which shade of jade?
The ground with a spade. You gotta choose a shade of jade.
The blue jade I made in my house.
This orange jade we stole from a mouse.
This purple jade, is such a louse. Don't use that one.
Don't use the purple jade.
Okay. Don't use the purple jade.
This yellow one, can I have it, fellow son? Can I have the yellow one, please? That yellow jade, that's the one I please. Yellow jade for me, yellow jade for me.
Which shade of jade? Which shade of jade? Which shade of jade? Okay, so the yellow one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, excellent. Let me listen here. Cough. And cough. You have a torn stomach muscle. Just from laughing too much. Does it? I mean, lift up your shirt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You see how you're bleeding right there?
Yes.
That's a torn stomach muscle.
You know, I thought.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second, Janice. Yes. Are you still here?
Oh yes. I'm trying to get my doctor's license in my spare time, so I just like to observe.
Okay.
Very good, Janice.
Yeah. Well.
Listen. When I saw my stomach bleeding, I just thought, is it very important for me to make a big deal of this, or should I just soldier on like all people in Denmark do?
Katrina, can I call you by your first name, Katrina?
Katrina Catamaloon? Of course you can.
Katrina Catamaloon, the thing about your body is that there are certain things that you can't soldier on with. Huh. I mean, you can, but you should know that the more you laugh, the worse it will get. And but, in our fair town of Copenhagen, Denmark, it will only get worse and worse.
But that's crazy. I love Copenhagen, and everywhere I go, I laugh because it's too beautiful for words. Does that mean I have to...
choose.
Leave?
Well, you could...
Copenhagen?
Or you could get the surgery to fix it.
I have to leave?
Or...
Copenhagen?
I mean, you can either leave
where
Copenhagen.
Where everything is beautiful and wonderful.
It doesn't seem, it's not that important. It's an easy surgery.
I have
surgery.
To leave?
Are you dead set against surgery?
Copenhagen? Well, won't this continue to be an issue? If I can't stop laughing at my wonderful city and I choose to not see it as anything other than the wonderful, beautiful place it is, sure, you can sew me up, doctor, but won't I just tear the suture once again?
Thank you for being honest with me about what your behavioral patterns will be like. Yes, you must choose between staying in Copenhagen and not enjoying the city with laughter and love, or you can
leave Copenhagen.
There is, of course, the city of... I mean, the neighboring city of Copenhagen, of Sadsalot, where the people are sad a lot. You'll be safe there. Here are your things. I've had them shipped over.
Of course you have, because everything here is perfect. Ow, 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 ow.
Save it for Sadsalot.
Out on the street, a trolley pulls up. Ding, ding.
Excuse me?
Yes, we're going to Sadsalot. Do you want to go?
I don't want to, but I must.
Ugh, get on the trolley. You're holding up everything.
Oh my god, it's been like seconds?
It's been like 6 seconds.
Ugh. Doesn't matter.
Oh, here you are. Here are my tokens.
Who cares?
A piece of dust, mm-hmm. a paper clip, two thumbtacks, and a straw that has that split in it so that when you sip through it, liquid kind of slows down. It still technically works, but it's not as good.
We all know what the fare is for the trolley.
Here's your change. A charred potato chip and... a thumb drive with only the last season's episodes of Lost.
Thank you.
It's sad.
Oh, Sadsalot. Sadsalot. How did you become my life's allot?
Sadsalot. Sadsalot.
How did you become my life's lot?
I used to be a very happy man, but I laughed too much and my problems began. My doctor said, laughing, here you cannot. You best move to
Sadsalot. I used to be the happiest of men, but then my grin broke my face.
Broke his face.
The doctor said, you have to leave this town and go where you will never grin again. My face is one again.
Ding, ding.
But I've never smiled since. I've never laughed one time. And so is my life in Sadsalot.
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 You'll never be happy, but a face you've got.
Welcome to Sadsalot. I am the mayor.
Oh, hi. It is very nice to meet you.
You can call me.
Are you going to tell me your
That's
name?
That's my name.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you for welcoming me here to Sad Salat. I know, though it is Sad Salat, I'm happy to see it is not unfriendly Salat. Ow. Sorry.
Stop that. You're putting everyone in danger.
I'm sorry.
The people came here because laughing destroyed their lives.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm from... That is why I'm here. You may notice my stomach horrible, recently sutured.
Yes, I was going to say there's a lot of blood still in your shirt.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I don't care. I'm a realtor. And will you be needing a home?
Oh, yes.
Homes are incredibly cheap here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well.
That's a nice benefit. Do you have any fun... Two bedrooms with sort of an open floor plan. What's happening?
What?
The adjective?
The first word you said. Any?
We can't have fun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can't. Don't you, if fun leads to smiling, smiling leads to laughter. Laughter leads to death.
Oh.
Laughter's contagious, you know.
Yes, I do know.
And it's the best medicine, but not for what we have. It's the worst medicine for what everyone in this town has.
What?
Hmm.
Huh? Hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't introduce myself.
What's your name?
Ah.
Are you going to say it?
That's it.
That's it.
So.
Is my name.
Well, I'm Katrina.
Oh, that won't do.
But that's my
name. You're going to have to. You need a new name here.
That won't do at all. That's good.
Oh, what?
The one you just did.
Is that binding now?
Yes.
I mean,
yes. So,
here, sign it in blood. There. Blah, 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 blah.
Just take blood from your shirt.
I just took blood from your shirt. And there you go.
How do you even keep track of everyone if everyone's names are...
Well, it's very easy. Let me introduce you to the town.
Hello.
This is the fire department.
And here is the newspaper staff. It's what? And me and...
This is the matron of the orphanage. Her name is... Excuse me, I coughed. Her name is... I coughed again. Her name is Charisse.
Hello, I have a fruit stand. You can call me Bing. That was a bell, but my name is also Bing.
This is the search engine we use. It's called Bing.
And we're the town. Hello, I am the librarian. My name is Marian. Hello, my name is Sharon. My name is Sharon.
I haul the trash around here. My name is Look. Around me, that's my name, it's a sentence. Look around me is my name.
And now you've met the town. You've met the town.
So you need a house?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on this way.
Okay.
All right, now all the houses are designed.
How come when we walk, it sounds like we're horses? How come when we walk, it sounds like we're horses? What is that?
Oh. Sorry, that was just me walking my horse.
Oh.
To the glue factory.
No.
It got too happy. This horse was making everyone smile.
Yes, it's a beautiful horse. Yes.
Well, I have to take it to the glue factory because I don't know anyone that can have this horse around and not be sad.
I'll take it.
Ugh, fine. Here's the horse.
Thanks for remembering my name.
Hmm?
That's my name.
Oh, no, that's the horse's name.
Oh, me and the horse have the same name?
I guess so. Why, kismet?
It's destiny.
Here you go.
Well, I guess, I'm gonna need a house where I can store a horse.
Sorry, my name is, huh?
I'm sorry, huh?
That's okay. Well, all right. The only zoning requirement is the houses are sad, so I can bring you to sort of a stable and you can sleep on the hay and then your horse will have a place to stay.
Great. Thank you.
As long as it's depressing. Let's see here. Okay, here's the stable. This one's free.
Oh, yes, it's very sad. There's a puddle. The door makes a scary sound.
Yep.
And it's 10 degrees colder the more you move into it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely a sad stable.
There's a drip. There's a drip from the roof here. But...
What do you think, the horse? Can we be happy here? I mean, not happy, but just fine. We'll take it.
All right. That'll be one paperclip.
Oh, no, I gave it to the trolley.
It's okay. You're good for it, I know.
Oh, thanks. Hmm. Hey. Who are you? Are you some sort of sad stable boy?
Oh, me? Yeah. Why?
Oh, just... You're the first person I've seen in this town who's not dressed in all gray. You're just dressed in...
Well, I'm not really happy in hiding. I'm really sad. I'm not a spy.
Yeah.
I'm not like a happy person who's spying on sad stuff. I'm like a total sad person like you.
Yeah, I'm a sad person too. I'm never happy.
I'm never happy. What? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's not like there's wonder everywhere.
The idea of me being happy makes me laugh. I mean, doesn't make me laugh. I never laugh. I hate it.
What's your name?
My name is always sad.
My name is, but can I tell you something?
What?
It's actually Katrina.
What? What's your last name?
Guadalupe.
You have alliteration in your name.
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
That's the happiest thing I've heard in weeks.
Shh. I know.
Look, I'm a spy from Copenhagen.
I just came from Copenhagen.
Oh, how was it?
Too beautiful. And so it was killing my stomach.
God, that makes me hurt.
I know, but...
Look, I'm here to... There's a rebellion to take over Sadston. What's it called?
Sadsalot.
Oh, whatever.
It doesn't matter. What matters is... Yeah, it shouldn't have to become sad. That's amazing to meet you. But what...
You gotta call me by my fake name, Always Sad.
Okay, Always Sad. Call me by my own...
But my real name is Harry Hengelston.
Alliteration!
Shh!
I may be just a horse, but even I can tell. These two people were meant for each other so well. Alliteration in their names is not the only thing they share. And I've got hair on the back of my neck, but it stands on end when I look at this relationship. I can tell these people are happy, but will that happy let them end well?
Huh.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how pensive my horse is looking? Kind of tilting his head around?
Yeah, he's looking at us sort of
beautiful.
Knowingly, yeah. Better not let the town people see him be like that. They'll turn him into glue right quick.
Oh, yeah, you have to stop, huh? Stop noticing whatever magic you're noticing in the world and become a sad horse again for your own good.
The connection between these humans cannot be denied. It makes me want to gallop and run around outside.
He's looking really lively.
I'll gallop to the square and jump around the well.
Don't
these happy people.
You got it.
But will it end up well?
Look, I'm sorry, for his own good, I gotta shoot him with a tranquilizer.
No,
doll. No, it's just a little one, just a little one.
Okay,
not,
just put him
not
to sleep.
Shoot him,
yes,
just tranquilizer,
yes, you,
just to douse him a little.
Starting to feel sleepy, I think it's because of love. The sleepy feeling must come from God above. And I'm gonna lie down
more
in the middle
yes.
of the square. This love makes me wanna run around.
No,
that's crazy.
I want more of this sleepy feeling. Where can it be found? Ooh, that guy has a gun that shoots the sleepy feeling.
How is he using his hooves?
He's taking my gun. He's taking my gun.
The gun I will be eating.
No,
he's eating. Don't eat the gun.
Get the sleepy juice inside.
That's too much.
Nom, 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 nom.
And now my horse has died.
God, that was fast.
Oh, no. No.
No, he went painlessly. That was an incredible amount of opiate.
I thought I could come to Sadsalot and just be less happy so I didn't keep ripping my stomach apart. But now that I've watched this beautiful horse die in front of my eyes... Always sad. I think I will always be sad.
But will she always be sad? Is the horse dead? Yes, it definitely is.
But is the horse dead?
It definitely is.
But
is the horse dead? Will the relationship between Harry Henderson...
Hengerson?
Sue Double H name and Katrina Catamaloon find out when we return from the intermission of...
Always sad! always happy.
The musical!
Jessica, what are you eating?
Ah, just bland toast.
Hey.
And bland rice and bland pasta.
Hey.
What?
Stop that.
Okay.
You gotta add some spice to your life. Do you want noticeably richer flavors in your recipes?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta opt for premium spices from Spice Island.
Wow, that sounds great. How do they do it?
Man, well, they sun-dry many of their spices, and they're de-stemming their chili peppers by hand.
What an amazing attention to detail.
Yeah, that's like a craft approach. We're talking craft spices.
Ooh, I don't know. Does it result in the most intense flavor possible?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And authentic flavor.
Oh, gosh. Do they take extra steps to ensure richer flavors, like waiting for the dill weed to bloom before harvesting, or milling their garlic to a true powder so it doesn't add grittiness to your dishes?
You know they did. Those are so specific things to say, and they're both correct.
Better yet, do they maintain a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor?
No, they don't. On opposite day, because obviously they do.
Wait, so whether I'm looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, can I fill my pantry with Spice Islands and taste the difference in every bottle?
You better. Get away from that bland toast and rice day.
Ah, insert plate crashing sound effect here.
Guys, you gotta visit spiceislands.com/offbook for more spice facts and delicious recipes, including one for the spice maple carrots and a quick, simple side to complement any meal. And please find those spice facts and then tweet them at us, because we gotta get more spice facts in our life.
Hashtag spice facts. That's spiceislands.com/offbook and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers.
Give me those facts. I want to know the secrets behind lemon pepper.
Man, sometimes when life gives you lemon pepper, you gotta make lemon pepperade.
Welcome back
to Act 2 of Always Sad, Always Happy. When we left them, Harry and Katrina were maybe falling in love, but they were distracted by a horse death. Can they bring contentment to Sad-Salot without causing their stomachs to rip apart?
Find out
right now.
I call this meeting of the saddest of the sad to order.
Hear, hear.
Listen.
Shall we take minutes of everyone's name or just assume that everyone is here?
Just a quick roll call.
Quick roll.
Here.
Hit.
Oh, sorry. Which?
Hit.
Oh, here.
Here.
All three of us are here.
Great.
Okay.
Listen. We've gotten word that our ranks may have been infiltrated by some happy folk from Copenhagen.
What?
A sneaky, smiley spy?
Yes, a sneaky, smiley spy.
We must destroy
sneaky,
this person.
Sneaky, smiley spy.
We must destroy this.
Sneaky, I will not sit by for a sneaky, smiley spy. A sneaky, smiley spy I do despise.
There is nothing more disgusting than a sneaky, smiley spy. I wish nothing but death for the sneaky, smiley spy.
Ha! 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 You three guard the doors.
Guard the doors.
Yeah. Ha! You guard the other door because I have news. I have a bit more. There are many disguises and lies of this sneaky, smiley spy.
I will not sit by for a sneaky, smiley spy. A sneaky, smiley spy with his disguises. And we would not be wise to admit a sneaky, smiley spy who's sneaking and smiling right under our eyes.
I would like to take the spy and remove all of his bones. And then I'll say to the spy, you're too floppy now to do much harm.
Yes, let's take the spies, remove his skeleton from inside. That's the way to get rid of this spy.
Because the best kind of a spy is a floppy, flingy guy. A floppy, flingy guy who has no bones is. The only kind of spy is a floppy,
to the square and remove all of his bones as a warning to every sneaky, smiling spies.
Okay, well, that's a good meeting.
Good meeting.
Good meeting. Not too good.
Oh, we didn't. We also, we still have to decide on the bake sale. Who's bringing cakes?
I said I was bringing cakes.
That's right. Okay, good.
I'm bringing bread. Does anyone mind if I bring a rustic raisin rye? A rustic raisin rye. That's the kind of bread I will be bringing.
Oh, yes, and that bread will be nice as I cover my cake in ice. A brightly shining
raisin rye. Good bread.
Yes?
Hi. Is this that barn that was recently bought out by someone named... Yeah.
Bought out by someone named... Huh?
Oh. Well, just so you know, the town council is... gotten word that one of the citizens has been hiding in this barn, and he's not really a citizen here. He's like a happy guy. So, have you seen anyone? Anyone happy?
just this lamp.
Oh, you got a lamp.
I'm just a lamp.
I just have
I'm
this.
I'm not a spy. I'm a lamp.
I just have this lamp and a horse corpse.
Okay. Well, lamp. This goes for you too.
Okay.
Keep your eye out for any a sneaky smiley spy.
Okay.
He's dangerous and he's happy and he's spreading happiness and it's already spreading through the town.
Yes. I could tell how it could spread so quickly. It could make your heart flutter and make you believe that you could be happy forever.
That emotion feels like love.
Huh.
Feels like you're talking about love, but we're worried about happiness going.
You're right.
Yes, I mean, I would be worried about sort of feeling like that there's hope in things, you know, or feeling that your eyes are wider than they've ever been or that you can hear more. That's the kind of feeling I'd be worried about.
But also,
me, just this lamp.
Huh.
But also, you've made me think of something incredible, which is that maybe happiness unhinged and not grounded in anything real is just the kind of giddiness that can rip your stomach apart. But
once
you feel a deep and fulfilling love, that happiness, it's stronger and deeper.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you, it heals you.
I've noticed that, like, a love is a sort of happiness that, like, if I were to laugh with love, it would be, like, really grounded in a way that would, like, you know, it might get me a little sore, but it wouldn't hurt me.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, keep your eye out for this sneaky spy.
Click.
Good job, always sad.
Yes.
I think we really fooled that messenger boy.
Yeah, that was a close one. Good thing you had this lamp costume.
Yeah.
Whew.
It was the only thing that doctor put in my rucksack.
Yeah.
That and a toothbrush because, well, he is thoughtful.
Hey, good cover story you were saying about, you know, feeling like a flutter and like, you know.
Yeah, it was just something I thought of from personal experience right now. I mean, books and television.
I just, you know... I was just making up a lie, too, based on things I was really feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Jeremy. Well, don't be ridiculous, Bertrude. Well, we have this whole romantic spaghetti candlelit dinner, and it don't fit on the cart. Well, just leave it here, then. Leave this romantic spaghetti candlelit dinner right here by this barn. Yeah, yes, do that. All right.
They're riding away on their 2 feet.
Oh, yeah. They're 2 feet.
Oh.
So I guess we just eat this so it doesn't go to waste. I mean, we don't have any food here.
Yeah. Huh.
Say, Katrina, don't you miss laughing? I mean, I know it's a risk to ourselves. I wish there's a way we could.
Huh. Yeah.
But you know what? What you were saying sounded right, I guess. If there's a way to laugh in a grounded way or something, I guess maybe...
That old thing I made up to save your life?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he know? Can he see? He's made me feel lovely, but also so happy. he know? Can he see? His love has given me the power to not feel so deadly happy.
Does she see what I'm feeling when I'm close to her?
But it's not ripping my stomach muscles into Harry, I love you.
Katrina, was that a lie?
No, that's just the truth I feel about a sneaky, smiley spy.
That's me, Katrina.
I knew it.
I love you too. And it makes me happy in a grounded. Of a horse, but they're lovely and happy, smiling and laughing. Will it end for them badly? Of course,
Katrina. I've never been this happy, not this way, a way that doesn't rip my face.
I'm getting lightheaded from love, not the fumes of this horse corpse. I know that I will choose you every day, my guy. Come what may, I choose you, my sneaky, smiley spy.
Smiling and laughing.
Lovely and happy.
Smiling and laughing
with you. Now let's go overthrow an entire town.
Yay.
I don't know what's happening. There's happiness is spreading and it's really affecting everyone badly.
I walked by the fruit cellar and he smiled at me and said that the day looked pretty. And he started bleeding.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. You can't afford happiness. Not the people in this town.
I think that the only thing to do is to do something so, so sad. And I have the perfect solution.
What is it?
My solution is to put on a devastating play of Romeo and Juliet, but acted out by tiny bunnies and puppies who we murder at the end.
Of course, or worse, just like Romeo and Juliet, they take their own lives.
We force the bunnies to poison themselves.
Yes, but first they wake from the poison to think that their puppy love is saved.
It's like the Montagues are bunnies and the Capulets are puppies?
Yes, and the bunnies and the puppies think they can't be together, but then they can be together, but then they can't be together.
And but it's too late, they're dead.
But in our version, the lesson is that they can't be together.
Yes.
Right? Because it's supposed to make everyone sad.
Yes, well, that's the real lesson. They can't be together without dying for it.
Right, and their families will reignite the war between the puppies and the bunnies.
Yes. Can you imagine a war between puppies and bunnies? Nothing is sadder.
I have to imagine it is what keeps me safe.
I am sobbing right now thinking of it.
Thank God, it's the only thing that's keeping my body together is imagining a puppy and a bunny at war.
Picture a puppy holding a tiny sword. Picture him fighting a bunny because they are at war. The puppy stabs the bunny. The bunny stabs him back. They both die, fade to black.
Picture a puppy general with his blueprints in his paw. Then there's a bunny lieutenant who has the best plan you ever saw. They come together and organize a battle, and soon they will kill each other. That's the way it goes.
Then we fade to black.
Stage right, and Bunny Ed is sitting in a tower. But nothing can prevent the sad, sad end, because nothing has that kind of power. Fade to black! Fade to black!
The saddest tale of woe of a puppy rogue. Planning and they're sobbing. Just even hearing about how it could be made me so sad. You guys don't even have to do it. I'm just so sad just thinking about corralling some bunnies and puppies and making them do Shakespeare and making them die for real. And the stage isn't even have to be raked. I can just see it in my head.
Yeah. It could be a thrust or a full proscenium. It
could even be like maybe a dinner theater. It doesn't matter. It's so sad. And it was like, even if the costumes were like stupid and like took you out of it, you'd still be so sad because even, like the bunny would be like poisoning itself.
Even if you said it in an alternate time period, like the roaring 20s.
And it was like so high school, it would still be like, it's so, so sad.
And even if you did it like an abridged version and there was weird double casting because you didn't have enough people. And so like for some reason, Tybalt is also like the nurse and it's like super confusing.
You have to like
confusing.
Keep track of it because like it's already hard to know like what's going on.
It's still so sad.
And I'm crying and I'm crying. And
you don't even have to do it. Because it's like so sad just to like think about it.
Harry, do you hear that?
What's that?
I hear terrible sobbings of the whole town, worse than the daily little sobs that everyone makes. This is like...
This is worse than the daily little sobs. This is a new kind of sadness.
Hey!
Let's walk on our feet.
Messenger boy, why are you sobbing so horribly?
Well, the town council was talking about their plans for a new bunny and puppy version of Romeo and Juliet.
Say no more!
They didn't even have to do it. It was sad.
They don't even have to do it. That is so sad.
Oh, so we were all just sitting here in the town square, being sad and being safe in our sadness.
Was it, Harry, is even just hearing... A tiny piece of that information has made me so sad.
Oh my God. I've never been this sad before. All of my wounds that I got from laughing too much are now opening because I'm crying too much.
I just ruptured my gallbladder. because I was so sad.
Oh no, Mayor, we've gone too far.
What's happening?
We've gone so sad that it's the same reaction as laughing.
Sad was supposed to be safe. What are you talking about?
Sad's no longer safe.
Well, then what are we supposed to do?
Okay, what if instead we put on an adorable production of one of Shakespeare's comedies with the puppies and the bunnies? One that ends in a wedding or something. Or I don't know, maybe if we just bring out puppies and bunnies? I'm out of ideas, my spleen is ruptured!
Listen, everyone here has been too sad too long. None of us are possibly going to have a good and happy enough idea to solve this. We should just give up and set the town on fire.
Sir, I know. To keep the people of Sad-Salot, one and all, start to die. We, the town council, must turn to our enemy.
No.
Yes.
The sneaky, smiley spy.
If we'd only just discovered who he is and where he is, and you're saying we should turn to him.
I'm saying it's what we must do.
But, well, I guess conveniently, he's right over there.
What?
In the shirt that's too happy a shade of blue.
Oh, no.
You. Excuse me, Mr. Yes. Guy. We know you're the sneaky, smiley spy.
That's right.
No time to vamp. We always knew you were the lamp. But now before we can get into territory so sappy, you must tell the town.
You were taught that being happy was bad.
Happy was bad.
The only way to stay safe was to stay sad.
Yeah,
but there's another way.
What?
That you can be happy and stay that way. Happiness has to become something more.
Something more?
Let that happiness be grounded in feelings that you have for someone that you love.
I don't understand.
So it's like, okay, you're happy. Okay. If you're just happy like in a silly arbitrary way, like you're just like doing like weird rhymes or maybe you just like colors, that's not gonna work. But if you feel happiness for like another person and like you feel a connection, then it's grounded happiness and that's love.
I don't understand. You'll have to show me. I mean...
God. I don't know.
Are there any two people around here in love?
Well, we are.
Yeah.
They're in love.
We know how to save you with one simple deed. True love is when you care about someone else's needs. If you want to save this town, save it tonight. Look to your left and look to your right, and you should treat each other with some kind of care.
Can you see that we love each other? Can you see the feelings that we have? It's more than sister and brother.
Definitely different than sister and brother. That's the way we love one another. But you can love each other anyway. That's how Sad-Salot. That's how you will save the day.
So we all have to find someone to either our left or our right to love. And if
or just around.
Or no, it must be to your left or to your right.
You're right. Harry's very efficient. Quickly, look to your left and to your right.
Look to
Mayor.
Your left.
Okay.
And
Mayor.
Then look to your right.
Well, there's no one on my left, so there's only a person on my right.
Okay, well, maybe you could shift a little bit so that you're different.
Oh, I never looked that way before.
Oh, hi.
Excuse me, are you
yes.
The librarian?
Yes. Hello.
I'm the fruit seller.
I wasn't looking at you.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at you. My name's Karen.
What's up? I'm the fruit seller. I ripped my arm once by laughing.
I mean, my name's Karen, and it sounds like Karen. But I'm the librarian. My name's Laura. And my name's Karen. I'm Karen, and I'm librarian.
Yeah. Well, my real name's Luke before I had to change it to...
Well, I'm just a mayor, but Karen and librarian. I think you can see the music inside me. I'm now a music man. And Karen and librarian, it's so nice to see. You've ignited the stars of love inside of me. Might we be star-crossed lovers? Might we be star-crossed lovers? If we learn to love one another, might we be star-crossed lovers? How many wishes do we get?
You get one for each of you.
Well, the first wish is to fall in love with this woman and make her my wife. And the second wish I'd have is bring that horse back alive.
You're gonna need to allot that wish to some person on your right, 'cause you already had your one wish, but let's not get to a wish fight.
That's fair.
It's me, Karen. I'll totally use my wish, of course, to bring back that horse. Okay, great. You wish for the horse. You wish for a wife.
For love.
I look in your heart and I see a wish for a happy life. And you, alliterative lovers on side. You wish for the town to be happy. What a cool wish from a sneaky smiley spy. Oh yes, as I cross over Sad's lot,
shining star,
here are the wishes. Yes, that wish you got. Yes, as I fly through the sky so blue, now all your wishes just
ate my stomach, but I feel pretty good.
It feels pretty good.
And I'm the town council, and I'm stuck on Romeo and Juliet, so I'll poison myself to act out the end of that play.
But everyone else was filled with joy.
Everyone else was filled with joy.
Of Copenhagen, have you heard? The neighboring town of Sadsalot is recently no longer sad. I mean, it's still called Sadsalot. They didn't change the name, but everyone there is having a real good time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Huh, do you think... this is crazy. Do you think perhaps we could become sort of like best friend towns?
Ooh, that would
be so much fun.
You know, I've noticed that... We are two different countries, you see. But aren't of our countries both alike in dignity? Just two countries, and people say they're different, I bet, but they're really more alike than two countries can get.
Star-crossed countries no more. Let's take down the boundaries and share a common shore.
trees and share a common shore. Thank you, Katrina, Catamaloon.
The end. That was Always Sad, Always Happy, the musical.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned. There's more. We'll be back in just one minute.
That's sort of just a unit of time.
Yeah, I mean, however long the ad segment is.
We'll be back when we'll be back.
Just hang on.
Love
just give
you.
Us a second. Okay, love you. Good
love
night.
Love you. Good night. No, don't go to sleep. No. Don't go to sleep. No, Zach, do not tuck them in. Zach, don't tuck them in.
Nighty night.
No. Don't tuck them in.
We'll be right back.
Attention! Attention! Attention!
Who are you calling attention to?
Fans of Drew Tarver.
That's me! That dude's funny.
That dude is funny and fresh, and have you seen his hair?
I have. Why are you calling attention to him?
Well, because I need you to know that he has his own hilarious narrative comedy podcast on Stitcher Premium called Strictly Business.
Oh, the one where he portrays Derek Contrera, the famous pro skateboarder who has left the world of extreme sports to become the next great American entrepreneur. What a story!
What a tale!
What a hook!
Oh, I want to hear about that tale with kickflips, ollies, spreadsheets.
180 ollies, 180 spreadsheets.
That's right. PowerPoints, bearings, cool shirts, stickers, hats, skateboard stuff. I'm talking skateboards.
Yeah, we get it.
Wheels.
Board stuff. Ball bearings.
Yeah.
Gears. Ropes. Pulleys. Steam engines.
Yeah. Grids. Electric grids. Solar panels. Classic skate stuff.
Infrastructure.
Classic business stuff. Well, those might be included, but maybe not. But here's what I know will be included: the hilarious takes of Drew Tarver, plus all-star cast including Scott Aukerman.
Love him.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Love him.
Lauren Lapkus.
Love her in a platonic way.
John Gabris.
Love him.
Mary Holland.
Love her in a platonic way.
And more. I love all these people with the platonic ideal of love.
I only love the girls in platonic ways. The men I am in, I love them all romantically.
Get a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/strictlybusiness and using the code OFFBOOK.
That's OFFBOOK. One word. And that's stitcherpremium.com/strictlybusiness and code OFFBOOK.
Drew Tarver on a skateboard.
Business style.
Welcome back.
Wakey, wakey, you little tucked in babies.
See, it's okay if they take a nap every once in a while.
Gosh, I'm just really picturing a lot of people listening to this in their cars. Be safe.
Be safe. Don't sleep and drive. Fun fact.
BTS behind the scenes.
We normally never stop recording the musical. We did with this one time right after Jade, just for a second, because Will didn't tell us that his headphones went out right after we started. He was basically just following along with Jessica and
I. Like reading my lips for two whole songs?
And was like on the right key for the entirety up through Shades of Jade.
Yeah.
Which is
music. That was crazy.
Quite frankly insane.
So if you wanna tweet at Will, at Will Hines, just say at Will Hines, dang without headphones, man.
Yeah. Hashtag dang without headphones, man. Will, thanks so much for coming.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. It was great. It was scary but fun.
It was delightful, and you were a whiz.
You were a whiz.
We're going to do one more thing with you right now. This is a little segment we call
What's the pattern?
Okay.
If you're familiar with, like, pattern songs that I affectionately refer to as some Gilbert and Sullivan bullshit.
Okay.
It's just one of those songs where it's like it packs a lot of words in, and as it goes, it gets, like, faster and faster.
Okay.
So, Will, do you have a nighttime routine? We got our little babies tucked in.
How you get tucked in?
I brush my teeth.
Great.
I play the next day's crossword puzzle.
Great.
I do that every night. I have to pet my cat. My cat demands attention or she will bother me during the night.
Mm-hmm. Great.
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 I don't know what else. I obsess over the internet for a while, too.
Great. Got it, Zach?
Yeah.
Got all that?
Mm-hmm. These are the things you have to do to help you go to sleep. I have a diary list of 100 things and the list I must keep.
I put them on a list and each box I do check. And if I forget a single one, all my dreams take place in heck.
And then I do them all. make sure they are done. If I have them all done, then my nighttime is won.
One, pet the little cat and pet him on his head and pet him all over the place. Cause if you don't pet the cat on the top and the bottom, he will scratch you in the face.
Number two, put that toothpaste on that brush and brush it, brush, brush to the side. If you do not brush all their back teeth, they'll set the cavities, that's where they hide.
Number three, you do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Cause if you do not, then your brain will have a permanent muzzle.
Number three, four, number four, don't skip number three, go back. Make sure you did number three, because skipping it would be calamity.
Number three, again number three. Number three is important to me. If you do number four, you need to do number five. If you do number three, that's the chive.
Do number two a second time, you do number two again. If you don't do number two again, you'll never do a thing.
If you've done number two and done number three, then you are having lots of fun. So double check two and double check three, and then go back and double check one.
If you don't check, check number one, one, two, three. If you don't check, one, two, three, go back to negative one, two, three. Negative one, negative two.
Numbers, and it will be fine as long as you do the crossword from the New York Times.
Number three.
This has been Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
Do-do-do.
Give it up for him. He's amazing. And give it up for Will Hines. Will Hines, anything you want to tell the good sleepy babies?
I have a podcast I do called Screw It. We're just going to talk about the Beatles.
What are you doing that podcast?
We just talk about the Beatles.
Dang.
Check it out. You should check it out, and you should just be a fan and follow Will. He's a great and wonderful, funny person. And guys, please continue to like, rate, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's really been helpful. We love hearing from you. We love the awesome fan art you've been doing. Thanks for being such wonderful sleepy babies.
You guys are great. Thanks for all of you that sent us hashtag spice facts. There's been some disagreement about what is in lemon pepper, so like, keep digging on that one. We're gonna figure it out. But until next time, thanks so much, and
night night.
Bye. Scott, play some lullaby music, please.
Night night,
we love you,
little babies.
And remember,
number three, asleep. Who let that horse in here?
What is up? This is Andrew T., host of the Yo, Is This Racist podcast. If you need help dealing with your racist family, your racist coworkers, this is the podcast for you. Yes, even white people. This week, check out my episode with Brett Gelman and Janixa Bravo. They made a great movie called Lemon.
Yeah. I hate being in like white spaces where the hip hop is playing super loud, and I'm like, I'm the only person of color here, and I know there's some, I know there's some browns in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's like, if your front of the house is all white, you don't get hip hop.
Listen to Yo, Is This Racist on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Peace.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.